Today's show is brought to you by Jackets with Too Many Pockets. You want to constantly panic that you've lost your car keys? Get a jacket with too many pockets.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning, friends.
What is your name?
My name is Joe.
My name is Joe.
My name is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
That's such a beautiful name.
That's such a beautiful name.
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Well, because...
Today is your lucky day.
Today is National Joe Day.
It is National Joe Day.
Cup of coffee, Joe?
Yeah, thanks.
Relax.
Have a cup of Joe.
It's Joe time.
Yeah. The Mike Joe. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I've got a stray hair. Several stray hairs. Anyway, how? You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. The podcast is a repack of our live show, and we take all the show segments and interviews, and we record them, and we repack them into a full-length podcast that usually drops around noon. And you can get that by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even our website. Just go to Radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to all the podcasts. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. It's every episode that we've ever done that we repacked into a podcast. Those are available. You will spend hours and hours of delight just going back through time. And then each and every day, you can listen at your leisure. Listen longer, or linger longer. Anyway, hi there. You can watch the show segments, too, on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And we've got a brand new app coming soon that should be ready for our 10-year anniversary, which will be Thursday. Not Thursday. Let me check the calendar. I don't think it's Thursday. Today's Thursday. Hold on. I got it. No, it's actually a Monday. That'll be April 28th. Is our actual legit 10-year anniversary. But we're celebrating all year long with concert events. We've got festivals. We've got prizes for you to win and join us. At stuff and things. So we got stuff. So I want you to know that. All right. Coming up on today's show, it is Theatre Thursday, and if you were listening to the live show, we're a little bit disjointed because we were running late today, but if you're listening to the podcast, everything is in its proper order. Okay, David Walton and the cast of Closing Arguments is going to be in studio. If you're listening to the podcast, they've already been in studio. If you're listening to the live show, they are from Exit Pursued by a Bear Theater in Roanoke, and their show Closing Arguments is opening soon. We also have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, along with Mary from Poplar Forest, talking about some upcoming events, including a spring wine festival that you'll learn about or have learned about already. And of course, we've got your five random facts, which hasn't happened yet, or your stupid criminals in dot news, which is what we do at the end of the show, along with the good news. Old school metal braces are now cool, according to the Washington Post. They did a story on how kids are asking for the old school metal braces instead of Invisalign. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list, top other old school things that need to make a comeback. All right. This portion of our broadcast, let's do this, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
MasterCard put it on cards. Apple put it in iPhones. Kanye put it on his teeth. Now you can be the first to try it on cereal. Kellogg's presents Titanium O's, the first cereal featuring the silvery metal everyone loves. It'll have your kids screaming for more.
Ow.
Or just screaming. And because it has the highest strength to density ratio of any metallic element, its steel-like, unalloyed condition means titanium O's never get soggy in milk.
Mom, the titanium O's hot! And I feel like I'm eating a fork. Could I have something else for breakfast?
We have grape nuts.
Never mind. More titanium O's!
Titanium O's. Because the cereal industry hates your child.
Yeah, pretty much. The Mike Show. Hi. Here, let's see. Where's this? Oh, there it is. There we go. Didn't we have another one? No, we didn't. We didn't have that one. I thought we had this one. All right, here we go.
Radio Show Fun Fact. This radio show has almost all of its own team.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, let's do that. Old school metal braces are cool now, according to the Washington Post. An orthodontist in Tucson, Arizona, told them kids are begging for medical braces. Here, take two. An orthodontist in Tucson, Arizona, told the Washington Post that kids are begging for metal braces now instead of things like Invisalign. He says they've become sort of a weird fashion symbol. Another orthodontist in California agreed. He said it started about a year ago, and now more and more patients are excited to actually get the metal braces. He asked other orthodontists in a Facebook group, and they said it's kind of a nationwide trend. A handful of influencers and celebrities have made them trendy, so some may have gotten them just for show, some rappers, etc. Fake braces have become a thing on Etsy, but experts say don't do it. They can cause infections, tooth damage, or be a choking hazard. The Post talked to a dental assistant in Brooklyn who's 24 and recently got braces. She said, no shade to Invisalign, but it's kind of boring to me. Interesting. All right, well, with that, with old school metal braces being back in style, hey, as long as we're going retro, why can't we also bring back other things, maybe anything from today's list? It's our top list today, top other old school things that need to make a comeback. All right, here we go. Number one, why don't I just ding these off? Rotary phones. People seemed so much more patient in the world when it took half an hour to dial a number with a 9 in it. Drive-in movie theaters. Can you imagine how many friends you could sneak in with a Cybertruck? Oh, wait. If you own a Cybertruck, you don't have friends. Top other things that need to make a comeback. The McDonald's ball pit. The ball pit was that thing at McDonald's that had customers asking, what's in it? Long before the McRib. I think I need this. Top other old school things that need to make a comeback. Buckle shoes. People who wore these shoes started America. What have you done in your Crocs? Top other old school things that need to make a comeback. Top hats. If they can make magicians look almost cool, imagine what they can do for the rest of us. Top other old school things that need to make a comeback. Movies without CGI. A Snow White with CGI dwarfs sucks. A Snow White with real dwarfs still sucks. But at least we get some laughs from Kevin Hart. Top other old school things that need to make a comeback. Dueling. Forget diss tracks. Kendrick and Drake need to settle this like men. Top other old school things that need to make a comeback. Real cocaine and coke. Self-explanatory. It's The Mike Show. Don't try this at home, kids. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is International Whiskey Day and National Viagra Day. And there's no way that's a coincidence. Yes, Viagra turns 27 today. Hard to believe. Candy sales hit a record $54 billion last year. And now you know why your dentist wears a Rolex. According to new research, the best marker of physical aging is how long you can stand on one leg, which means Johnny Depp is about 500 years old. And Bill Gates says that within 10 years, humans won't be needed for most things. Check that out, married guys. You're way ahead of the curve. This is not headline news.
Yes, I know it. It's the Mike Show. Happy you could join us on the program, looking out at the tower cam, at the river and the fountain. Very, very beautiful day in on tap, in store for today. And look how things are greening up. So much nicer. Oh, man, oh, man. I'm looking forward to warmer weather and more days like this. All right. You know what else? I love during the summer. I love the different festivals and things that we have going on. I love the music festivals that will be coming up. We are entering into our busy outdoor event season. Coming up on Sunday, we're going to be out at Randolph for Maker Faire. We'll be set up. We're broadcasting live and on location. You can check us out. There will be beers there, but that's going to be with the homebrew guys, and they have samples. that they'll have. And I usually make it a point to interview the homebrew guys frequently. I mean, a lot. I interview them a lot. I'll be over there a lot talking with them during Maker Faire. It's this Sunday at Randolph from 11 o'clock and on. So come check us out. It's free, by the way. It's free to the public. So another thing that I really enjoy is if you know, we're out at our music events and things that are at Three Roads, I love, you know, just grabbing a great beer and sitting back and chilling to some great music. Well, speaking of chilling and speaking of beer, a startup in the UK called Delta H Innovations. I said a startup in the UK.
Hello!
There they are. They've been working on something called a cool can, and it looks like an ordinary can until you check the bottom. Let me take a look at some of the photos here. Here, we'll share this up on our screen at the Mike Show VA. I wonder if we can get these at Three Roads. It's a self-cooling can. There's a power button that activates the beer cooling technology. It also works on soda or any liquid at all. There's an inner wall like an insulated mug, and pushing the power button blends water with a mix of salts, and it causes a cooling reaction. The outside of the can gets freezing cold in just a few seconds. The only disappointing part is it takes a while to chill a beer, depending on how hot it is. It can take up to 10 minutes to get cold. But eventually, it will get it down to 43 degrees. They say the best part of the cooling reaction continues every time you take a sip, and it can stay cold for 45 minutes. One beer, 45 minutes? Come on. It's meant for situations where you might want a cold drink but have no way to chill it. You could take a 12-pack out camping and not bring a cooler or ice. They say the cans can be recycled, and it shouldn't raise the price too much. They call the additional cost per can marginal. I'll look into that. It's not clear how soon you might be seeing self-cooling cans in stores, but they're already in talks with major beer makers. Major beer maker? Coca-Cola and Red Bull as well. Interesting. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart. With your five random facts, we're going to get really dumb with stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know what they say. All right, here we go. Number one. A single Major League Baseball only lasts about six or seven pitches. Number two, Chevy Chase, the actor, played in a band in college with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. They went on to form Steely Dan without Chevy. Number three. The Canadian flag has only been around since 1965. Before that, there really wasn't any official flag. Number four. Ladybugs are the most promiscuous insects.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And they have the highest STD rates to back it up. All right. How in the world? Did they give them tests? Did they give them blood tests? Did they swab them? How did they determine if a ladybug has an STD? And who was doing those tests? Are they testing grasshoppers? Are they testing ants? What? It's amazing. Number five. The official medical term for the butt crack. I said the butt crack. No, wait, that's not the right one.
Nice beaver.
No, butt
Thank
crack.
You. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Is it gluteal?
Intergluteal
cleft. And those are your five random facts.
In the butt talk, son.
Yeah.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
The Mike Show. Thursday edition coming up. We are going to get really, really dumb with stupid criminals. We also have your audio vault. That's coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4, 3, 4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Foster.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. So how's your week going so far?
It's actually been a great week. This is my second morning in a row getting to chat with our guest, Mary.
Nice. All right. So you had Mary on your podcast.
I did, and I got to know so much about Poplar Forest. We were talking about how it's one of those things that you kind of take for granted, just living, growing up here, living here, yeah, having it in your area. But there's so much that they do there, both education-wise and just bringing people in and reaching out and making Poplar Forest a place where everybody can enjoy. And I'm super excited for her to tell you more about it.
Well, very, very cool. Each and every Thursday, Foster joins us. Most of the time, she brings us a guest. Today's no exception. Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for taking time and joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Poplar Forest, as mentioned, it is gorgeous. It's a beautiful venue. It's full of rich history, and it's right here in our backyard. Why don't I go there more often?
That's a great question, Mike.
It is a great question, isn't it? So talk to me and entice me and tell me all the things that that are going on at Poplar Forest. And talk in generalities. Explain what Poplar Forest is for anyone that has no idea, or folks that are listening from across the world and would like to learn more. And then let's talk about some upcoming events that you have.
Perfect. That sounds great. So Poplar Forest was Thomas Jefferson's retreat home and plantation, located right here in Bedford County, Virginia. We actually have land in Bedford County, Campbell County, and the city of Lynchburg, so it can be a little confusing because we talk about Jefferson's Bedford County retreat, but our main address is actually in Lynchburg, but it's just because it's a really big piece of land.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly as big as it was when Jefferson first inherited it. So this house was designed by Jefferson and built while he was president of the United States. And then once he retired from the presidency, he would come here 3 or 4 times a year. Would stay for a few weeks to a few months at a time. Of course, it, like most of the other plots of land that he owned, was a working plantation. So there was enslaved people that lived here all year round and grew crops and did all of the work to make the site usable for Jefferson. And so those are the stories that we're telling here on a daily basis. You know, Thomas Jefferson in retirement as a grandfather, as a family man, but also as a plantation owner. I'm telling the stories of the people that were here all the time, whether he was here or not. And like Foster and I were, you know, talking about yesterday on the podcast, you know, I think you tend to sort of, you know, kind of forget that the historic sites near you also deserve your support and to be seen. You know, taking a day trip to Washington, D.C. or even up to Charlottesville to see Monticello when you're from this area, you know, you feel like you're doing something. You know, it's easy to, when something's like right down the street from you, it's easy to sort of say, oh, I'll get to it eventually. I'll get there eventually. But, you know, there's very rich history right here in our area, and everyone should be sort of taking advantage of it if they can. You know, we're open for 2 or 7 days a week, except for some major holidays. And even if you're not super into like the history of the house, you know, we've got a ton of events going on. We've got walking trails that are free and open to the public from dawn to dusk every day. So there's a ton of different ways that you can come out here and experience the property and explore the history of the area.
Now, tell us what's your schedule? What's your hours? You know, and do you need to register in advance or anything like that?
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week, with a few exceptions. You know, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, we're closed those days. Winter, we're closed for the first 2 weeks of January, roughly, and then we're open 10 to 5 from March through December, 10 to 4 in the winter, just when it's getting dark early. And you can come in, take a tour of the house. You can do it with a guide if you want someone to tell you about the house, or you can do it using our smartphone app. So you can actually explore the house by yourself, which is pretty unique. Not a lot of historic houses let you just kind of wander through on your own.
Very cool.
So there's, you know, there's a ton of different things you can do around here and plenty of opportunities to come see the site.
Now, you had made mention of some upcoming events, and one of those is your wine festival.
Yeah, we are super excited about this. We've been doing a fall wine festival every November since 2009, I believe. And it's just grown and gotten more and more popular. You know, people are constantly asking us if it's coming back and what the date is so they can put it on their calendar. So we've been sort of toying around for the last couple of years about adding a spring version of the wine festival. And we decided to bite the bullet this year and add it to our calendar. So our first annual spring Thomas Jefferson Wine Festival is next weekend, April 5th. And we are very, very excited.
Well, tell us all that we can expect at the spring version of the wine festival.
Yeah, so it will look similar to the fall version. We'll have the big tents. All the wineries and craft vendors will be inside tents. So if it's a little chilly outside, which, I mean, if the weather stays like it's been the last few days, we'll be golden. Won't even really need heaters or anything. But everybody will be undercover, so you can come in, enjoy samples and tastings from, there's 10 to 11 wineries coming. I'm still waiting on a few to confirm themselves. But there should be at least 10 there. So plenty of different varieties. They're all Virginia wineries. We've got about 10 local craftsmen coming in to sell their ware. So lots of unique things people can look at and purchase. We'll have food vendors on the property. There's live music. We've got the Dini Blues Band playing in the morning from 11 to 1:30. And then from 2 to 4:30, we've got Bigfoot County playing. Thomas Jefferson will be there himself. He'll be there to greet people as they show up. He'll take pictures and talk to people. So, yeah, it's just really fun. Really,
hey Mary,
fun day.
Will this be either via time machine or incantation?
You know, we have this interpreter, Bill Barker, who's been portraying Jefferson for, I think, over 30 years. He did it at Williamsburg. He's now employed at Monticello. But okay. I swear, he's more Jefferson than Jefferson was. It's wow. Incredible.
That's fantastic. Well, you can get your tickets if you visit poplarforest.org. Just scroll down and you'll find the event page. And just click the get tickets button. How much are tickets?
They are $35 in advance, $40 at the door for tasting tickets. And then non-tasting tickets are, I believe, $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
Okay. Well, you got a great lineup of entertainment, just a stellar lineup of entertainment, plus tons of things to do. I love the fact that you have a really, really good selection of wines available. Artisans, will there be food trucks?
Yes. Yep. There'll be at least four or five food trucks on the property.
All right. This sounds fantastic. Yeah. Mark it on your calendar. It'll be a great way to spend a Saturday.
Absolutely.
So Foster.
Mike.
what's going on with the Bedford Area Chamber?
Well, I'll just briefly talk about our job fair. It's kind of crazy to me. It's less than a month away. We've been working on this for a hot minute now, but it's April 18th. That's a Friday, 10:30 to 2 at Jefferson Forest High School. It's free to the public. Stumbling over my words. That's how you can tell I haven't had caffeine. Nice. But if you are a business that is located in Bedford, Lynchburg, Roanoke, wherever, if you're in the area and you're hiring and you want to find quality local job seekers, then you can go ahead and register. We're going to have the registration open until April 11th. And it's a great way if you're a business owner or professional to make connections with other people in the area, even if it's not just about job seekers, but there's so many businesses that come year after year and they love the networking part of it. And they just enjoy the getting to know people and cutting to the chase really with recruitment. Yeah. Because when you're taking digital applications, it's so hard to get a feel for somebody's values, for their personality, for their work ethic. What type of person are they? Are they going to fit in with the role that you have envisioned, with the atmosphere of your company? It's such a great way to kind of just facilitate that face-to-face connection that really can't be replicated in any other way. And it saves you so much time and money trying to do those interviews and hoping that the person that you really like hasn't already found a job by the time that you get to them. I think that digital recruitment is one of the most frustrating things out there.
Recruiting in general is frustrating because you end up, unless you have a dedicated HR person that's all they do. If you're, if you're the manager or owner of a business and you have to take the time to go through interviews and find people and then make your selection and go back to them, make an offer. And then they say, yeah, I'm not interested, or I already got a job or this. And then you got to start all over again. It can really take so much time out of your business that you could be focusing on doing the work yourself. But this is an excellent opportunity, as you mentioned, for business owners or managers to set up shop, be their one-stop shop job seekers. It's free. As you mentioned, how late are you having registrations for vendors, for businesses?
Through April 11th. So that's just 1 week before. Gives me enough time to get the layout done, get people electricity if they need it, send everybody the information, and get all my ducks in a row before the big day. Because there's a lot that we do as a staff of two. And I'm very grateful for our workforce committee and our volunteers. Mm-hmm. Our ambassadors, they're all a huge help with this because, we have to go in there. We have to completely clear the space, set up all the tables, get the food there, get everybody in there because we help all of our exhibitors. This is a major perk. Not everybody will do this. We help all of our exhibitors for every single event get where they need to go. We help you carry all of your belongings. We take you right to your spot. We get you the Wi-Fi. We get you all set up. And we don't leave you to the wind to try to figure everything out. Or if you're one person carrying stuff from your car, you know, we're going to make it one trip for you. We're going to make it as easy and as seamless as possible.
Very, very cool. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. And if you go to BedfordAreaChamber.com, you can learn more. You can learn about registration. And do you have to be a chamber member?
No, you don't have to be a chamber member.
Awesome. Well, very, very cool. Well, gang, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Check out Poplar Forest. Check out their wine fest that's rapidly approaching. And we'll link up everything on this broadcast on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. So thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Oh, it's Thursday. And that means it's Theatre Thursday. We bring you somebody's or somebody's from the theater world. Today's no exception. David, hi.
Hello there.
Who are you representing today and what are we going to be talking about?
Today, you are going to be talking to representatives of Exit Pursued by a Bear Theater in Roanoke.
This is interesting. Is this a new theater?
This is its inaugural season. It certainly is. It's a great new theater that's opened up, operates out of Community High School in downtown Roanoke.
Okay.
Part of its commitment is producing one new work each season, and you're going to be talking to the director and part of the cast of Closing Arguments, making its Roanoke Valley premiere.
This is fantastic. I have your website up. Exit Pursued by a Bear. Now, tell me immediately, where did the name come from?
So the name is actually from a Shakespeare play.
Okay.
And I think, is it Midsummer?
See, Mark would have known this.
Yeah,
would have immediately known that.
Yeah, I don't know the play, but I know that it is one of the only stage directions ever given in a Shakespeare play. So in his own plays, he would not write stage direction.
Yeah.
But this is one of the stage directions, and it was Exit Pursued by a Bear.
Again, Mark would have known that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have not. I would not, obviously did not.
Yeah. And so they liked it and they went with it as the name.
That is that is one of the coolest names for a theater company that I've ever heard.
Yeah. I agree. There are several nationwide if you Google it.
Really?
You'll get a lot of cities.
Yeah, because it's such a unique name.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really cool conversation starter.
Good job.
Absolutely. and thank you for that tidbit. So tell us about Closing Arguments. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'm the writer of the play, writer-director of the play. Closing Arguments is a family dysfunctional drama, I would say.
The Dalton aren't they all?
Well,
put it lightly. Well,
this one certainly is.
Some more than others.
This play revolves around the death of a family matriarch and her family who gathers to plan it, and hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a, I would say, maybe a dark comedy. There are moments where you'll laugh, other moments where you're going to squirm a little bit, because I don't think they're the only family that puts the fun in dysfunction. So you're going to recognize some folks.
Or the fun in funeral.
There you go. Or the fun in funeral. There you go. Very good. Rim shot.
Yeah. I have one of those in here somewhere. where did the idea for this come from to write it, and how was that process? I love to delve into your writing process because it's pretty cool. It's pretty unique.
Well, this particular play came from 30 years of being in ministry. In my other life, I'm a minister, and I have had the honor of attending to lots and lots of families in the holy moment of someone's death and planning, you know, some sort of a funeral. And you'd be surprised how many funny things happen when when people do that. Sometimes it's funny, ha-ha. Sometimes it's funny, I can't believe you said that or you did that. Yeah. And then of course, I'm in a family, mm-hmm. so we're all in families. And when families gather for any momentous occasion, again, it's ripe for all sorts of things.
Well, I'm just thinking too. I look back to our own family dynamics and when things happened, especially something as tragic as a funeral. But you know, inevitably, you're gonna get that brother that's gonna say something, or you're gonna get your
or the aunt.
You know, yeah, you're gonna get the aunt, or you're gonna get somebody.
So resemble that remark.
Or in our case, the aunt. Yeah.
So tell us about the characters, and tell us how. Let's start with James.
Yeah, so I play Marlon Dalton.
Okay.
And I am the co-owner of, well, I'm the owner now, the sole owner of Dalton's sort of antique store.
Okay.
I ran it with my mother, who has now died. And, you know, I spend a lot of this play really just trying to keep the peace mm-hmm. amongst this, mm-hmm. you know, amongst the family. We are trying to get through this funeral. We're trying to make sure everybody feels okay about it. And, you know, it is just that time where every single member of this family feels like it is their time to let out every single grievance that they have and that they have been holding for years.
That's true.
And, you know, through the whole play, I'm just spending this time just trying to get everybody just through this so we can get through this thing. And, you know, I hold on to it till the end when I can't take it anymore.
Now, is this a stretch for you, or are you, because you look like a naturally caring person who wants to keep the peace?
So, you know, when you read a script and you have a character, you're looking to find a way to empathize with that character so you can understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And so it isn't a big stretch for me to sort of look at this and want to try to play the peacemaker. And
sure.
We all have families where, you know, we've all gone through this. Mm-hmm. Everybody has, certainly once you hit at least a certain age, we won't say, you know, you've gone through this and you've seen it, and it just seeing these people is, it hits home, and it is relatable, and, you know, that's just it.
Well, go ahead and introduce yourselves again and tell us about your characters.
Yeah, I'm Stacy Upton, relatively new to the Roanoke area, but I've been doing theater all my life. And this is about the first time in 8 or 9 years I've decided to step back on the stage, and I couldn't have asked for a better role. I play a very irrepressible woman named Gracie, and Gracie is a pill-addicted cougar. And I was like,
so how does this vary from your? No, just kidding.
I am very different, and so it's.
I'm sure.
I love doing comedy, and I couldn't have asked for a better, more delicious role to step back onto the stage
with. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you?
I'm Lillian Alexander, and I've been active in the community theater community in Roanoke since about 2011 with Showtimers and Attic Productions.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I was in the last production that they had at Bear Theater when they did Arsenic and Old Lace. And this is the second time I've worked with David. He directed me in something out at Attic a couple of years ago. But I am the next oldest sister, Lynn, and I'm not a very agreeable person. David said he wrote this role as a curmudgeon, and believe it or not, it's a stretch for me because mm-hmm. I'm not an arguer.
No.
I do things, this character does things that I absolutely personally would never, ever even think of doing. So it's...
So this is definitely a stretch for you.
But it's a very fun stretch. And it's, you know, I mean, I love all my cast members and, you know, just having to be so mean to them.
I think she enjoys it. Just as a
but,
side.
But the meanness comes from a but the meanness comes from a place of
just feeling like I've been, you know, second rate
right.
all my life.
Yeah,
and I'm just
life.
trying to, you know, step up and be heard for once. And boy, I haven't done this much yelling in a while.
I don't call it closing arguments for nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
But nice.
Isn't that the... I mean, that's the interesting thing with all these characters, though, is that, you know, I don't think Lynn's a mean person, mm-hmm. but it is a funeral. And any funeral that anybody here has gone through before, right, it is one of the most stressful times people are going to deal with, and mm-hmm. it puts people in their extreme. And I mm-hmm. think that's just what we see with all of these characters,
right.
is just their flaws get so magnified at that point in time.
And or you can just take chemicals and not bother them.
Pharmaceuticals and enjoy yourself and just enjoy the ride.
There you go. It's Closing Arguments. When does it open?
It opens next weekend, April the 4th.
Okay, say again?
Next weekend.
For edit.
Closing Arguments opens next weekend, April the 4th.
Okay. And how long does it run?
It runs for 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, on each matinee on both the Sundays, and 7:30 shows on Friday and Saturdays.
Okay. If you go to Bear Theatre, spelled all fancy like, .com, and we'll link that up on this broadcast that you can check out. Link to purchase tickets as well, and all of the shows at Bear Theatre. This is great.
Yes.
I'm really glad that you came on the show and brought this one to my attention, because this one flew under my radar.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Bear Theatre is so excited about,
yeah.
is to be able to do these new works. Now, this show has had a world premiere.
Okay.
It was produced at 246 the Main Theater several years ago.
Okay.
So this is a reprisal of it for this theater. It did very well there, and we expect it to do very well in Roanoke as well.
Very, very cool. And then I see you have one more performance at Bear Theater
mm-hmm.
Coming up a little bit later on in the season.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they're running The Importance of Being Earnest.
Nice.
At the end of their season.
Again, you can learn more about Bear Theater by visiting BearTheatre.com, and we'll, again, link that up on this broadcast on Facebook. Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
Okay, now, I forgot to do one thing, which is something that I typically do anytime we have actors, writers, directors. What is a role? What's your favorite role so far? And what is a role that you would aspire to play? Haven't had a chance to do it yet, but would really, that would be like your absolute favorite role.
Well, you know, for me, this is, of the things I have played, Marlon is such an interesting character, and there's so much depth to it. I've really enjoyed this.
Well, your director loves you.
You know, and that's,
writer,
I mean,
the writer loves you.
Yeah, I mean, that's really true. I had done a play years and years ago in high school called Dearly Departed, and this role is somewhat similar to it, but I think it's yeah, I enjoy it. But if you ask what I would really like to play, it is a very small play. It's a little one-act Chekhov play called The Unwilling Martyr, I think it is. And it is just this very short play that is absolutely hilarious. And the first time I read it, the main character in it, Ivan Ivanovich, I could see what was happening in this, because it is just over the top and funny, and then there's a turn at the end of it, and it is just great. And it's all of probably a 15-minute play, a little one-act
cool.
play, and I would love to do
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just go down the line.
Well, I have to say, I agree with you. This play and doing this part that is so unlike me is really fun. I've enjoyed it so much, but I have to say, Eleanor in Lion in Winter was one of my favorite roles I ever ever did, because she's so massively up and down and says the most scathing things, which was really fun for me. And I got to say, I don't know what would be another role. I just think it's whatever's next and nice. Where I can have fun.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
This is the first time that I've had a role where I'm actually on stage more than I'm backstage.
Okay.
I've generally just been in ensembles and musicals and stuff like that. So this has been a real stretch for me, and I'm thoroughly enjoying the experience and getting to know Lynn and her family. And I think that as far as future stuff, I mean, I think it's just whatever is next. Mm-hmm. I'm with Stacy that nice. I'm not well versed enough in all the plays that are out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's just whatever I might get cast in next, and then I'll just throw myself into that one.
Very cool.
And have a great time.
And David?
Yeah, I've got three other shows in the hopper at the moment that I'm now shopping for theaters around.
Okay.
But man, this is a great show. I got to tell you, these three and the other actors who are not with us are absolutely amazing. So yeah, I've got three shows that I have written. Another show that I have not written that I would love to do is Biloxi Blues. I'd love to direct Biloxi Blues. I've been trying to get some folks to some theaters maybe consider that in a show lineup. But yeah, I think that'd be a cool play.
Nice
to do. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for taking time today. Closing arguments. It opens up again when?
Next Friday, April the 4th, Pursued by Bear Theater, downtown Roanoke.
Visit BearTheatre.com for tickets and more information. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. Well, I guess the plural for audio is audios. Audios. Anyway, it's National Viagra Day, or Viagra Day. The FDA approved these little blue pills to treat ED on this date in 1998.
She's red hot, burning, and ready for love, but Mr. Happy isn't inspired. I slap him around, but he just stares at the ground. I yell, wake up, he just looks tired. I've tried porn pumps, pills, but he just don't care. Just laser like a big hibernating bear. Till I pop a blue pill and end my despair. Viva Viagra! She passed out nearly 3 hours ago after I made her pot boil. Now I'm lying here awakened just like Chevron. I still want to drill for oil. Wake up, honey, time for round 28. It's been 4 hours and I can't see straight. Yet still it could support my whole body weight. Viva Viagra! Viva Viagra!
Yep.
Viva
Yeah.
Viagra.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. All right, let's go to viral videos. A man was driving and leaving a voice message through Siri at the same time when all of a sudden a deer jumped across the road. Jumped is an understatement. You can see on his back cam, it appears to fly over. Listen how Siri repeats him getting startled. All right.
What would you like to say to the group?
Well, that is just fascinating. In the UK, they march forward on the 30th. But, oh my gosh!
It says, well, that is just fascinating in the UK. They march forward on the 30th, but oh my gosh. Send it.
All right. And he was from Britain, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a woman proudly posting on TikTok how to go into a hotel and steal the free breakfast. Now, breakfasts are free for hotel guests, but really free for her.
Here are some tips on how to get your breakfast. It's key to research beforehand. Know the layout of the first floor of the hotel that you're going into and go to the elevators first. Look like you belong there, but also look like you don't need to be there. Like it's an inconvenience for you to be there. Just look so busy, be on the phone. The clipboard goes a long way. I'm already planning where I'm going for breakfast next week. Please grab stuff not for yourself. The pre-wrapped bagels and fruit. People always need food.
Uh-huh. All right. What is this? Skip that. Skip that. Here we go. A new study shows that the top four states to survive an alien invasion, yeah, are Virginia, Alabama, Massachusetts, and then New York. Coming in dead last, here's Nevada.
A stranger from the outside.
Anyway, let's see, skip that. We did that one. We're going to skip that. Nah, skip that. Huh. I'm not going to play this because they're going to end up muting it for rights or royalties, but if you know the story of the Beatles, you probably know that in 1962 they auditioned for numerous recording studios and were turned away. This was back in 1962. There's a rare and long-lost tape of one of those sessions. It's been found, and we can hear it now for the first time. It's assumed that this is from Decca Studios? Yeah, the Decca Studios in London. John Lennon is on lead vocals of their cover of Money. By the way, they recorded this on a cell... What? They did not record this on a cell phone video. Anyway, I'm going to listen to that. We'll see if we can make something out of it later. Okay, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Since it's International Whiskey Day, here's comedian Eric Campbell on whiskey.
I know what happens. Like, girls like those, they like cosmopolitans and chocolate martinis, and that's cool. Like, but here's the problem. It's sweet. You can't taste the alcohol in it. You can't gauge how f***ed up you're getting. See, all of a sudden you get drunk. You don't know why. Next thing you know, guess who's holding your ponytail while you cough up little princess chunks? Just, bleh! I don't know how this happened. That's why I stick to whiskey, because every single sip reminds you that it's whiskey. How many times has whiskey been there for you when nobody else has? You're drinking and whiskey goes, see that guy about 80 pounds heavier than you, about 7'5"? You can take him. And like, you're damn right, whiskey. Let's dust this turd. Smash, cry. Two things you got to remember when you're drinking whiskey. One, whiskey is always white trash. It's never fancy. And two, whiskey is in charge. If whiskey says jump, you say David Lee Roth, damn it. You might be behaving yourself, drinking responsibly, and you're thinking, I got to go home early. I got to work tomorrow. Then whiskey chimes in and says, come on, dude, she's not that fat. Buy her a burger. Drive her back to Kakana. It's worth it. It's like, you're a thinker, whiskey.
All right. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Give it a nice big tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. This is just ridiculous. Three teenage girls in Houston are facing charges after they tried to kill their mom. For turning off the Wi-Fi. It happened Sunday. They're all sisters aged 14, 15, and 16. Police say they coordinated a plan, grabbed kitchen knives, chased her through the house trying to stab her. She ran out into the street to get away. One of them hit her in the ankle with a brick, and their 70-year-old grandmother got knocked over while trying to protect the mom. Luckily, neither of them were seriously hurt. All three daughters are facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Good Lord. Wait, do we have sound on this? Yeah, we do. Here's a neighbor talking about the family involved.
They're known for that in this neighborhood. It's always cops around that house. When she got back from the gas station, she says that there was cops outside. They've always, you know, been known as, like, trouble in this neighborhood, and our neighbors tell us the same thing. I think that's so crazy. I mean, it just tells how much unstable that family is, and it's very sad for them.
Good Lord. Let's see. Is there another story in here? I thought we had another story. Or are we going directly to... We had this one. We had this one. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A local news station in Philadelphia did a feature on a Metro driver named Tracy Holmes Williams because she's got a great attitude and people love her. Her philosophy is to spread joy and make everyone feel good because you never know what they're going through. Here's Tracy spreading the positive vibes.
You coming in my house, I want to greet you. I want you to feel good. I want you to have a nice time. But we're the frontline workers, so we're going to be the first thing that the passengers see when we come down the street. You never know what type of day that they might be having, so I just try to be the person that can make them smile. And it's just motivation. So I just try to make everybody feel good, and I always throw up little hearts, you know, show, you know, I love you or whatever. They can be standing outside, and I'll just throw up hearts just to make them smile. Even when my co-workers ride past, I don't know what type of day they might be having.
Yep, and there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got the United Way 5K on the runway. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, here, let's get rid of that, and we'll do that. There we go. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
3.
4.